Passage D. A business can be privately owned or publicly owned, but confusion reigned in the 1980s when it was decided to privatize some nationalized undertakings, full stop. Shares in gas and electricity were offered to the general public so that they could own part of these national undertakings. And it was said, it was hoped that as many people as possible would buy shares, full stop. People went around saying that they thought they owned these undertakings already anyway, full stop. They had been nationalized after the Second World War and funded by the government ever since, and therefore by the taxpayers for over 40 years, full stop. No wonder people felt confused, exclamation mark. Governments are elected, presumably, on the policies they advocate, and so nobody should complain if, when in power, they carry out those policies, full stop. However, some of the more recent privatizations were seen as taking power away from the local politicians, full stop. It is a fact that people may be governed locally by councils of a different political persuasion from the national government, and therefore there is conflict when the government tries to put its policies into effect, full stop. There is also fear when a service opts out of the public domain to become, like some schools, self-governing, full stop. Such schools are, of course, still government-funded, but directly, not via the local authority, full stop. Sixth-form colleges became incorporated, taken out of local authority control, and funded by the Further Education Funding Council, full stop. Many people in education who were educators, not business people, were thrust into running a school in the same way that a business is run, full stop. Some prisons, too, were privatized, full stop. People wondered if these prisons had to make a profit, full stop. The National Health Service, considered by some to be the greatest political act of civilization ever conceived, was privatized in some areas, with doctors' practices becoming fund-holding and hospitals becoming trusts, full stop. They were still, however, funded by the government, but presumably had to be run as businesses, full stop. There was fear here also that medicine in Britain could turn out just like the American healthcare industry with all its injustices, full stop. People were at a loss to understand how schools, prisons and hospitals could be run as free market enterprises and were afraid for the future, full stop.